continued their fight, moving through the hallway of their cozy townhome. The rain got louder as they chased each other up the spiral staircase, but it wasn't loud enough to drown out the huff of their older sister, Wendy, as she stormed out of her parents' bedroom. She was clutching a suitcase in one hand. Her cheeks were red, and her light brown hair was dishevelled. "I heard you the first time," she said, as she stomped up the stairs, right in front of her brothers. "I'll be ready." Not looking at John or Michael, she made her way up the stairs and then through the open door of the nursery. The lofty attic space was the room for all three children. Toys were scattered across the floor, and three beds were spaced apart, two against one wall, a third on the opposite. Across from the door, taking up most of the far wall, was a large window, complete with a cozy window seat. After throwing her suitcase on the window seat, Wendy began to toss clothes inside. Behind her, she heard her brothers enter the room, and the sound of their clashing swords caused her frown to deepen. Could she not have a moment's peace to sulk as she deserved? She sighed. She knew her face and mood matched the gloomy, rainy weather outside. She couldn't believe that this was her last night in the nursery. She had tried so hard to convince her mother and father that she didn't need to go to boarding school, but they insisted. It was the right thing to do for her future. But how could it be right if it felt so terribly wrong? She didn't want to leave her home. She paused, clutching a stuffed animal to her chest. She wasn't ready to give up her childhood and all the fun that went with it. Like, she thought, as she heard John and Michael battling behind her, playing pretend. She smiled. Sure, she had to move out the next day, but that didn't mean she couldn't enjoy one last fight with her brothers. Whirling around, she gave John and Michael a wicked grin. "You haven't forgotten about me, have you?" she asked. She grabbed a sword of her own and leapt into the fray. The boys' faces lit up as their sister joined in the fun. But then, just as quickly, they became serious again. The fight would go on, even better than before. Not wasting a moment, Wendy nodded at her youngest brother. "Give me that treasure," she shouted. She grabbed a pair of pearl earrings he clutched in his hands. "Now, leave Hook to me." She turned to John and crouched, ready to pounce. "Make way, Captain Hook, lest I run you through." She and John began to duel. Lost in the action, Wendy forgot about why she was sad. True, they had played this game too many times to count, and she might have grown a bit too old for it, but still, she never tired of it. As she swung her sword harder and harder at her little brother, John's expression changed from delighted to wary. Suddenly, she lunged, hitting his knuckles hard with her sword. "Ow!" John said. "What's that?" Wendy said, still caught up in the game. "Are you giving up? No, you're just..." Before John could finish, Wendy brought her sword down on his, knocking it out of his hand. It flew across the room and into a mirror hanging on the wall. There was a loud crack as the sword crashed into the mirror, shattering it. The children's eyes widened and their swords dropped. Nana whimpered softly. Wendy lowered her sword and gulped. "Oops." The door to the nursery swung open. Mr. Darling strode into the room. He was fixing his bow tie, with his fingers moving in well-practiced motion. "All right.